improve specific customer perceptions. So maybe the customer thinks we're not going to be calling on them regularly. Maybe the customer thinks that you know, our deliveries aren't any good. You know, we don't know what the customer's perceptions are, but we'd like to find out, and we'd like to change some of them if we can do that. And that's a valid goal. Each goal then would have an action plan associated with it. And here are the action plans. So you don't have, you can just look to this page. You got your goals, you got your action plans, and you just plug them into the accounts. Regular visits. Other contacts. What's other contacts if they're not regular visits?
Outside.
Huh?
Email.
Yeah, outside. Vacationing could be, what was that you said?
Emails, phone calls.
Emails, phone calls, right. Other contacts. You might bring Magnus down to an account. Who knows? You know. So these are like, other than your regular visits, you're going to do this. Open house for the customer to visit your company. Now, you guys can't do that around here because you're not, headquarters is here. Not so easy to do it, but you could bring them into a distributor. And you get customers in. You spend some time. You can take customers to other customers. I always like that. You know, how about hopping in the car and we'll drive down to this? And I remember one time I took a customer from at a show someplace in Toronto and drove down to Detroit. You know, spent 4 hours, you know, stopped and had coffee, shoot the shit, you know, and stuff like that. It was really a nice trip. And we got a lot closer together as a result of just making a time in the car and just talking about things and, you know, finding out about each other and that sort of thing. It was a really a good experience. So you could also have VIP visits. I've always felt that if you bring a top executive in to an account, it can be very helpful to you because you're going to get a lot of notoriety in the account. If, you know, when you go into your accounts, Joe, and you're making your regular calls and so on, you're going to be talking to your level of guys. If you bring down Kurt Nordland, the president, you know, that's a big deal. So there's going to be stuff happening at your customer that you have to set up for that to happen. And those things usually are very good. So, you know, try to get Kurt Nordland. Try to get Lou Novaco to come in your territory. I remember when I was a sales guy, I used to think, God, I don't want the, you know, I remember the president of Carboloy when I was a sales guy. I remember thinking, geez, oh, Pete, I don't even want to talk to the guy. That's too freaky for me. Let him come into my accounts. What are you, crazy? I wouldn't know what to say, you know. But actually, in the final analysis, those guys, they know what to say. And you don't have to say anything. You could just get the thing set up and have them come down to your territory. So that's an opportunity, in my view, an action that you could do that will help you. And there's no partnership thing ever going to happen without the top people involved in your account. If you want that to happen, pick an account. And I would say each year, just have one customer that's going to be your drop-dead-to-serve customer. Just one drop-dead-to-serve customer. And that customer, you're going to have Kurt Nordland, the president of SECO United States or North America, whatever he is, come down to that account with you and talk to them. So just think about, could you do that? Have you got an account you could do that with?
Me?
No, I'm talking to Mike here right now. But
yeah, I would get somebody. I wouldn't take Kurt in there. I'd take somebody else in there. I'd take a product manager or something like that.
Yeah, but a product manager is not a big enough, you know, and I think you should have them. Can you get an account like that set up for that? So let's say I said in sometime in 2007, could you get Kurt Nordland into an account?
Yeah. I mean, I know that. I don't know if that's what they do. I've never heard of the president going around and visiting shops.
I took Jan Urich into my accounts. Jan Urich, he was the president of SECO Worldwide.
How did that go?
It went great. But if you get high-level executives in, it can be really...
Product manager, I'd like to take, you know, either somebody like Don Graham or Frederick or one of them guys in there.
Yeah. Yeah, Mike Parker's a big... He's a big shooter up there. Yeah. So, you know, Bob Goulding's a good guy, too. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Last week of January, one of our customers in Indiana, we brought... Now, the main guys there, they're good old boys, country boys. But we brought them to Detroit, and it was on a Sunday night. We took them to a basketball game. And then Monday morning, they went to headquarters, and Kurt came in. I mean, everybody from the top down, everybody came in and talked to them. And then now they wanted to come back and come see their place now. They wanted to come up and talk because we're trying to swap a bunch of Waukesha business. So, you know, we wanted to partner with those guys. So, I mean, it went really great for us.
Yeah.
And they, you know, Kurt came in and talked for like 10, 15 minutes. And then Lou came in and they, you know, just everybody came in one after another and sat down and just had like
a little round table. That's got to be a pretty big account though, right?
Yeah, it's like our third largest.
Let me tell you this. A customer is not going to come and meet with top executives at your company unless they like you.
Yeah.
This is the ultimate, I like you, and I'm willing to do this.
And see, for us, I just went in and said, hey, you know, this is what we'd like to do in the future, 2007, this is what we'd like to do. Would you like to go to Detroit? Yeah, I'll go. And then we just do the game and stuff in there afterwards. You know?
Yeah, right.
They love it.
Well, this is something that, you know, takes a little guts to do this. And, you know, it's easier to sit in your little cubbyhole there and say, hey, you know, I don't want to make a lot of waves, stuff like that. And, you know, that's not going to make it happen for you at your accounts. Those big top guys can help you, and they can say to customers, hey, look, you know, you need more resources. We can do this. You know, Kurt Nordlund, he used to run stuff over in Sweden. He could get on a phone. He could get on a phone, and there's no end to what they can make like this.